Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and having another wonderful day of healing. So we'll first start off with some entity releases. And we have a question on the fast chat about entities. So basically it says, do all people have entities? And then also the alien ET worms, parasites, etc. So the first thing just to mention is, yeah, everybody has entities in their body. These are ghosts that inhabit our bodies. I want to use that term. They're emotional bodies of people who passed on. They have been here and be here for many, many years, maybe decades. So they come into us and want to experience their past lifetime addictions and lifestyles in the current time now in our bodies. This is what they do. So we'll do some entity releasing. So here we go. We're going to start from the bottom of your feet and work our way up. And just kind of sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. You might feel the energies leave you. And here we go, working on our feet. And moving up now to our ankles. And here we go, going up now to our knees. And now our hip joints. So we'll pay some particular attention there. Some people who are older may have a joint condition. Hip joint condition, and entities come in there or cause you pain. So if you're one of those people listening, this is a common problem for you, then you may want to have an entity release done on you to eliminate some of that pain out of you. So we're working on that right now. And now we're going to go up a little bit higher, work around your second chakra area. Now we're around the heart. And now we're going up to our shoulders, going down our arms, elbows, wrists, and fingers. And going up to our neck and our head. So this is like a really quick once-over. And we're having a special event coming up next month. We're having three sessions on the first three Sundays. And this is to get rid of entities out of us. And they're 8 hours long on a conference line. So if you're interested, connect with me. And we'll be sending out emails on it shortly here. So here we go. I'm going to take them out of you right now. So they're being released now. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. Here we go. Coming down with your spirit into your body. And remember, we have to clear it off, cleanse it, because it doesn't want to really be here. Most people say they don't want to be here any longer because of just the lifestyle conditions here and the way they're being treated with lack of love on this earth place, your earth planet. So this is actually probably your spirit talking, although you're actually talking about it to yourself, about how hard it is here, and your spirit has that same feeling also. So here we go. Remember, it's been trapped here for thousands of years. And hundreds of lifetimes. So here we go. Going to bring you more back into your body so you become more spiritually aware and conscious. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should feel a little heavier in your body. This is how you normally would feel with your spirit in you more. And you might want to just move around a little bit. We'll put some music on and actually feel being a little more conscious in your body here. Be back in about a minute or so. Thank you. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. And here we go. Go to your heart center and reposition that in your body. There we go. And now going to your throat chakra. And going to your third eye. And now going down to your power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. You're an opening now, so heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second, spin, 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 open. First, spin, 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 open. And again, just kind of feel your body energy now and just see how you're feeling. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So again, sit back, relax, and think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. We're going to drop that awakening conscious down into your heart center. This is the thoughts inside of your head. And I'll just count from 10 down to 1. Think of an elevator moving. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you should feel like your thoughts are now coming from your heart center. Now, if you don't feel that, when you think, then keep counting backwards to command that body down so that you're able to have it surrender to your heart so you can feel heart-centered. This is what you need to do to get into the heart. You can't think it there. You have to actually do the exercise. Questions here from the fast chat here. You mentioned about entities. Yes, everybody has entities in their bodies. This is why we're doing this special program next month. We did it last month too. A 8-hour Sunday call, and people still have many of them in themselves, so we have to do more. This is wonderful if you're able to come on the call There's three calls. And if you're interested in having entities being released from you, this is the way to have it done very quickly. The next thing is here about ET worms. That's probably the ET worm parasite clearing. That's on the website if you wish to have that done. And entities are also there. But the ET worms and parasites is $30 for the month, $10 for a week, and you're able to go on and clear these critters out of you. So the question was about skin itching looks like, head and skin itching. Yeah, they can cause that. You know, if you have anything, rashes, that's very possible too, or maybe stiffness of joints, that can be from these ET parasites. Next question was about readings. I guess it's spiritual readings, psychic readings, I guess, from the dark side. Well, the readings from the person may not be from the dark side, but the readings would be from mind control. So, yes, that would be correct. Remember, the light gives you free choice, free will. So if you're in the light, you would not need to have a reading because your past would not be presented to you on a predetermined script or program. And so people have readings to see what this script is going to look like for themselves. And when they do that, then they're able to get a clue of how the darkness is controlling your life. So our dark side readings, or the dark side information created by the darkness, is your readings created by the darkness? Yes, uh-huh. Because they're telling you, as somebody reads the energy, when they look into it, what's going to happen to you. Typically, if you don't change the way you're controlling your consciousness. So your mind is connected to that, along with your body through implants, and the dark side, these dark side beings control you. This is why you have a natal chart, which is telling you how your life is supposed to be run in this lifetime until you catch on to it, and then get into the moment, get into your heart center when you're not controlled by these energies. Remember, when you're in time, then you're in mind, then you're in collective consciousness, then you're in universal mind. And that's all the darkness energies that you're living inside of that's controlling you, programming you, causing you to do strange things. So let's see here if we have any other things on the fast chat here. We got Chris on, and Stephen, Ed, Dulcie, Joni. Let's see here. I guess there's a question earlier about people worrying about maybe family members trying to help them out. They don't understand typically what maybe you're doing. The best thing is to work on yourself. It's very hard to convince somebody, especially when they have a belief system in some other, area of consciousness. So if the person has a belief of some type of religious belief, then it's very hard to change them because that belief system has probably been passed down from generation to generation. So you might consider having a seven-generational clearing maybe on that person. Having that released from you. I'll be doing that shortly. We're changing some of the website just slightly to allow that to have and take place on the website to do seven generational clearings with a few more topics, but that I can also do in person for you. And I can do people absentee. So if you have somebody in your life who is stuck that you really would like them to move forward, then that healing will also work. Let's see what else we have here. Let's see. What do we have here? Unlimited clearings. Most of the clearings that are the single clearings where you do the clearings year by year of your life. This is your current lifetime, what you're living right now. We have unlimited clearings to clear you out, and that's very, very beneficial. The entity clearing could be done unlimited also. So if you're wondering what the unlimited is, what happens when I do a clearing or you do it on the website, I'm still doing it on the website even though you're not talking with me physically, the energies are cleared from that moment in time going back in time to your conception. So naturally you want to stay current so you can get the unlimited clearing to go on a 24/7 and get cleared out daily if you wish on particular energies. So it's very nice to go into that. And have a question here. What is the difference between seven-generational emotional body clearing and the sensory? Okay, the sensory clearing is emotional bodies going back to when you first incarnated here. And so typically most people have been here for at least 20,000 years to maybe 100,000. And that gets over, it's kind of like a big once-over, clearing away the emotional traumas from you. Naturally, there could always be something missed, you know, that you want to go deeper on, but normally that's a very good thing to do. It's the same thing, we'll say, as the emotional clearing that you'd have in this lifetime. And there are people who have additional problems, so they have to go a little bit deeper. But that's a wonderful clearing to have because you find out when you incarnated here. Because when I do the clearing, that actually stops when you first came in here. Your body could actually have been here longer than that, but I stop when your spirit first came into your genetic line. And so that's kind of what that is, as far as the sensory clearing with the sea. It's a wonderful clearing to have, and you know, when you first came to planet Earth with your spirit, at least for this fourth reincarnation time period, from then to now. You could have been here, you know, 1,000 years before that, but if there's a big break in time, we don't count that. I only go on to when you first came here. So let's see here. The main thing is that you want to get the densities out of your body. Remember, on the sensory clearing, it takes away dormant stuff that hasn't popped up yet. The emotional clearing takes away what has popped up. And so it's nice to get rid of what hasn't popped up because it will probably at some point come up in your life and start to get recycled, which is what the emotional clearing is made to do for this lifetime. So if you get the sensory, then all of a sudden these hidden time bombs in you are released. So let's see here. I'm going to do an emotional sample clearing since we're talking about emotions. We're going to go back 5 days in your life. So here we go. Think of maybe a situation. And I don't have to know anything about you to do these clearings. If you had a friend who lived in, Japan or China or you know, Australia, all I have to do is have their name and I can clear them. I don't have to have their permission because the spirit is connected to the light ship and the spirit wants to heal your body. So I can do anybody on this planet. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. So if you want to think about something, you can. You just validate the clearing by looking at the situation afterward. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you should feel more distant to a situation that caused you problems, traumas, anxieties, things like this here. These are all emotionally based. And since I mentioned the word anxieties, we do have it in anxiety clearing. And this goes a little bit deeper for people. So here we go. Do an anxiety clearing. 5 days ago cleared. Some trouble there 4 days ago. With one of you out there, 4 days cleared. Well, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we have a question from Marie. Is it better to have the abduction code done before the spirit barcode? They're both very important. If you know that you're having your body abducted, then yes, you want to have you know, the abduction clearing. But it really doesn't matter. But if you do feel things coming into your room at night, then have that one done. The spirit one is mainly for reincarnation, because remember, you probably don't want to be here, because you're forced to be here. So the spirit barcode takes that off. But they will abduct your body whether or not you have a spirit in your body or not. So I would say if you do have the sense of being abducted, feeling maybe lights come into your room at night, seeing things come into your room, feeling your body being moved in the bed a little bit, or maybe waking up in a different room, not knowing how you got there, or maybe your covers are turned sideways on your bed, or you're actually repositioned differently, maybe your head's where your feet are. These are situations of abduction. So yeah, I would get your body barcode done first to get the aliens off of you. And then from there go on and get the alien attack clearing on the website. Those you can go on 24/7. So let's see here. I'll take phone calls today if you wish, if you want to call in and ask a question. I don't have the phone number handy in front of me, but But if you want to do that, just check on it. That's no problem. We'll talk about, a lot of people have experienced on the last call doing the entities. These are the earth-based entities that we're dealing with, ghosts, things that come into your body, make your eyes change colors because, you know, you're not home. Typically, when they really change, then it's a shapeshifter, but I might do a clearing on that sometime. I haven't decided yet. But the main thing is to get you more present inside of your body with your spirit. And these entities must go. They need to leave you in order to have your spirit with you. They hold the space where your spirit is supposed to be. And this is the problem of humanity here, is that entities have basically taken over people's bodies. We've probably all seen people that have been in prison. I remember seeing one gentleman, Charlie Manson. If you ever seen his pictures, his eyes look really off, very glazed over. There's other people that you probably have seen, you know, on TV programs, and they're just possessed by other spirits. It's not the body's fault what the body did to people. It's the fault of the spirits doing it, using the body. So I'm sure if the spirit of Charlie Manson could come fully present into his body, then at that point, his whole personality would change, and you'd probably wonder why that happened to him. But that's kind of what happened, is that when they come in, you know, like I say, you know, if you're not home, who is? And so it's the entities that are controlling you. So what we're going to do now is another sample clearing here. And let's take away entities out of you at the age of 5. And I'm picking on 5 because then you're still pretty much in the light, because your spirit really hasn't left you most of the way yet, okay? I would imagine by the time you become maybe middle teens, your spirit's probably at least half in your body, if not lower than that. So here we go, age of 5. We'll just see what can get released out of you. And this can contribute to fears you have today. Remember, fears are brought to you by the entities too, and also addictions. So here we go, age 5. We're going to clear out some entities. Okay, there we go, age 4. So if you look in the Bible, Jesus was talked about and his disciples about casting out demons. So these are just entities that people have. The word demon, you know, is used normally with a demonic, you know, fragrance to it. But they're just entities that come in. So I would imagine that something that is not of you could be called a demon. But today we just use the word entities. And it can get worse. You could have a shapeshifter in you, which could be demonic, yes. So here we go. 4th, almost done with that here. And we're just counting down here. We're still doing age 3, so I'm doing the 3rd part here, so number 3. We're doing age 5, 3rd part, number 3. And you should start to feel energies leave you. Maybe you somehow ate something at the age of 5 that you disliked. Maybe now you might gain the ability to like it again. Maybe you brought in entities that caused you an addiction. Maybe your parents gave you sugar at the age of 5 and you loved it, and for some reason you've collected a couple hundred or maybe 1,000 of these entities who love sugar because your parents gave you a sucker or something. And now you want to get rid of the addictions, but these entities are still with you. So you want to get those out of your life so you can run your own life without them leading and running your life for you. Okay, 2nd here we go, taking more of these entities out of you. The question is, can the creation light chip and Mother Earth clear out entities off the Earth planet? Well, if the Earth spirit could do this, it would. So the dark side still has it tied up in its programming that's not allowing the Earth spirit to take back the entities, which are emotional bodies of people. Remember, they're put into you for protection so that the psychic attacks of the mind doesn't kill you. So you have to look at the entities as actually a positive thing, except when they body hop, that's no good. So they put into you to keep the body from dying because the dark side gave mind energy. And people think of people, think bad thoughts, and give them psychic attacks. Or even thinking good thoughts, thoughts are the same thing. It might be good to you, but bad to somebody else. So anything that's mind transmissions to somebody is sending them a program, and that's not good. And here's the last part of the healing here. And you might see if your body's heating up. A lot of times people's bodies heat up when we get rid of entities. This is because your spirit can now regain the territory where the entities were. So think of an addiction that you may have had throughout your whole lifetime. And just think it might be gone now by just getting rid of these entities at the age of 5. Okay. Here we go. Okay, that's completed. So, let's see if we have any comments here in the fast chat here. So, Marie says, let's see here. Okay, can the barcode be put back into you again after you have a barcode clearing? No. They'll have to see the light beings first, and they won't like seeing them. So, no, you can only, the barcode's with you, but once it's taken away, they're not going to come back to interfere with you. This is what we call spiritual warfare happening, which happens all the time now. This is why sometimes you see lightning go from left to right in the sky, because you're actually seeing the light and the darkness colliding, having their spiritual warfare. And the tornadoes and hurricanes and all this stuff that happens here on this planet is actually the dark side bringing that here. So the light never has intended that, nor would the earth spirit ever want to kill any of its creations. So you have to kind of look at how the light and the earth spirit, chose the way it wanted to have this planet. So let's see here. Good, Dreamer saying, my feet really burn up since entity clearing. So yeah, you could have had entities coming into your feet. Maybe for some reason, I'll just fill this out, maybe as we're younger, we go around barefooted. Maybe it was a hot day out, 100 degrees, and you're outside walking, or maybe it was freezing. And, your parents weren't watching you, or maybe they didn't care. And you went out and maybe burnt your feet, or maybe you had frostbite on them. So that would attract entities to you. So right now, since they're released from your feet, this is what your body, your spirit chose to do during this clearing here. So now you're actually able to do some healing there. So you might even be able to walk better. This is a benefit by having entities released from you. I'm going to do an entity release for people who have, maybe mouth and throat conditions here. Okay? So we can take the entity clearing and get it real zeroed in here for a specific situation. So normally when I do an entity release from people, it's just in general, and it gets rid of a lot of the stuff. But we're going to do like throat and mouth right now. So if you have a toothache, we'll say, or maybe a gum infection, maybe you have a sore throat, we're going to take out entities from there. And so this is kind of giving you a little preview of what we're going to be doing next month for 24 hours on a conference line, 8 hours for each consecutive 3 Mondays. It'll be on the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. Here we go. Working more here, so doing this into 5 different segments. We'll just say different layers are being released now. Okay, the 4th segment, and you might actually feel the energy change a little bit as I go through different segments here. Another question here from Heal 101, so addictions aren't the main cause of personality changes. No, that's correct. It's the entities. The entities come into you and give you the addiction. Your body can become addicted to something naturally, but the driving force behind it is the entities. So if you do have an addiction and you don't have the entities released from you, you will probably never get well, because you can bring your spirit forward, but if it's not going to be forward all the time, then the entities take over, push your spirit away, and they may want to have that drink of alcohol or have that next cigarette or whatever is going on. So this is how it works. The entities are the driving force behind your particular addiction. And it could be anything. It could even be a real simple one that doesn't look really negative to you. Maybe it's an addiction for somebody who wants to have a glass of wine at every meal. You know, the French do that all the time. Maybe it could be somebody who wants to have dessert after every meal. So that would be another entity that wants to eat dessert after the meal. Maybe it's the person has an addiction to maybe overeating. Maybe they want to get extra food on their plate. Maybe the entities that are in you, maybe were here from World War II, maybe over in Europe, and they had not enough food to eat, and the entities now are in you, and they wanted to stuff themselves. So that's a possibility, too. Maybe it's an entity in you that just loves to have soft drinks. So, you know, there's all different things that entities can do. They can drive fast in cars. They may have one that may want to argue with people. They may have one that makes you think that you're always right, that everybody else is wrong. So this is how they live in our lives. You want to get these out of your life so you can be yourself. Remember, these are all programs that these things bring you. So if you look at your body as being a computer and it's run by programs, all the entities are bringing one of your programs to you. You want to get rid of the program. Okay. That was a long one. Number three here. Okay. Maybe you have entities in you that just love to have pain in your body. Maybe they want to experience pain, so they force you to hurt yourself. Maybe they force you to be clumsy all the time, becoming accident prone. Okay? Okay. Now, that was segment number three. Number two. Maybe you have entities in you that don't want to go to bed before 10 o'clock at night. And you have to get up early. So all of a sudden you find yourself staying up till 1 in the morning, and each day you get tired because you have to get up at 6. These are all entities that are playing with you. They have no concern, no respect for your body. They just want to use you. And maybe you have entities, maybe you're in the dating scene, and maybe you have entities who want to date the wrong people. And you wonder, what's this happening? I always pick the person that's not good for me. Well, that could be entities. Or maybe you went through like 5 or 6 divorces so far, wondering what's wrong with you. Well, the entity is looking for the wrong person. But to them, it's the right one. And you beat yourself up wondering how come this is happening to you. Okay. There we go. See how you feel now. This clearing is done. And just see how your throat, how your mouth feels. If you had any concerns there, you might feel a lot better. We're going to bring more of your spirit into these locations now. So let's count to 10 as your spirit comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll be doing some special entity clearing shortly, I believe, here. And we can do that remotely. So we're going to be doing something coming up so that we can actually go to people's houses, maybe, probably back east area, where you can actually be able to have your house cleared. And by all means, if you have a house that you're trying to sell, you definitely want to have an entity release on it. because people may walk into your door, feel these bad spirits in there. They may want to chase after the people out. They can feel uneasy because they don't want to have these people in their house living because they live there themselves. But they don't want to have new guests, so they may actually prevent you from selling your property. So let's see, what can we do next here? I'll check the fast chat here. Great, have a comment here. Notice my husband isn't obsessive anymore with the tea and sugar. Yeah, so we did his entity releases on this gentleman, and that's wonderful. And this person was done absentee. Remember, if you're married to someone, they're always not really responsive sometimes to what we're doing here. So, you know, you can always have one done on a person, like I said, without them knowing it. Some people would not want their energy system played with. That's the first thing people tell you. You know, as soon as you bring up anything that's new to them, that the programs go off and they don't want to be messed with, which I can kind of realize that because you don't want any dark energy coming to you. But the light chip takes this stuff away that's created you. This is the only difference versus a dark side practitioner. So once you get the person that you love cleared away, then all of a sudden your life becomes better. Even if you're dating somebody or even planning on dating somebody, you'd probably want to have that person cleared so that they're going to be more compatible with you. Remember, otherwise, you're bringing in all of your past relationships into the new one. And they're bringing in all their past relationships into the new one. So you want to have yourself and them cleared out. So let's see what we have here. Once the moon cording is removed, okay. What might happen to women's menstrual cycles? Good question. Not being a woman, I can't tell you that. I have to have people say that it's easier on them. So that's about all that I can say. If anybody online has had the emotional clearing and also have had the clearing where we do the planet, the planetary clearing, which gets rid of a couple thousand planets off of you, if you want to comment if that's any easier for you or something, then you can comment on that. That'd be wonderful. Next question here is, in fact, for myself, the moon doesn't even bother me anymore. I just look at it and it's there. A long time ago, I look at it and kind of feel bad vibes coming off of the moon. And now I can see why it was trying to cord me. Or not that it was trying, it did. So I don't need to have you know, anything outside of myself interfere with my energetic system of my body, because it's just killing my body. So let's see here. Another comment is, after the emotional clearing, that he sleeps better and has stopped grinding his teeth. That's good. So let's do a trauma clearing. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do a clearing. Since we talked about the planets, we'll do a sample of the planetary clearing. And just the light chip will just take off 10 planets from you here. So what I want you to do is to think of somewhere in your body that maybe doesn't feel quite right, where you would have an energy cord there. You probably don't know what the cord would be, but you may have an ache someplace, okay? Maybe, you know, your lower ankle hurts or something. Maybe you have an ache in your ear. And we're going to take away the planets that will be contributing to that. Remember, we can only get 10 of these, and there could be hundreds. And there are thousands. But this will give you some relief here. So here we go. First planet here. They're not quite ready. Now they're ready. Cleared. Second cleared. Third cleared. Fourth cleared. Fifth cleared. Sixth cleared. Seven cleared. Eight cleared. Nine cleared. And number 10 cleared. So to see how you're feeling, you might want to get up and stretch and see if you feel better. It's like Mike said, is pain lessened, and he has got a toothache, so thanks, that's good. So we got rid of entities that were attracted to the pain in his mouth, probably from a toothache. And that takes away your healing energy from your spirit. So your spirit's trying to heal you there, or trying to even be in that location to heal you. And with entities there, it can't be there to help you. So we'll do a pain clearing. And here we go, Mike. This is for you here. This is for everybody else. Just focus where you have pain. And here we go. We're going to just do a clearing right now, today, in this moment here. We're releasing pain out of your body. This will be, your body does have pain, too, from the past. And the past already gets recycled. So we're just concentrating now on pain and taking this out of you. We have a pain body clearing, like I mentioned, on the website, on the online healings. You can go on that and do the unlimited if you wish to further help yourself. And all the unlimited healings cost $50. And you can go on there 24/7 whenever you wish. And keep up to date with your clearings. There we go. Some energy there. Okay, I have a request for a judgment clearing. There we go. Pain clearing's done. This is for judgment. This is probably why we have the situation that we have, because we actually got into mind energy and then judged the light. And the judgment itself, remember, in the light everything is perfect. The light never condemns anything. It always loves every creation that it's ever made. But when you're in judgment, then you're criticizing what the light has created. So here we go. A judgment clearing. This is just being separated from your spiritual truth, your identity of who you really are. This clearing helps to release a lot of things that are unknown to you. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, there we go. Let's see, I can do another clearing here. We'll do the clearing for the parallel lifetimes. So, like I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of these here. The planetary ones are for your body. The parallel lifetimes are for your spirit. Remember, we're spirit and body. The mind that everybody talks about is the darkness. So you have two lights versus one dark, and the darkness takes over all of these. So here we go. This is parallel lifetime. This is where you normally go when you're sleeping. And you can go there also when you're awake. This is deja vu. So here we go, and many other things. So first planet cleared, second cleared, third cleared. Remember, your spirit's coming back to you. Fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. There we go. So just see how your body's feeling. Information, that lifetime that you were living in 10 of these planets were actually brought back to you moment by moment, and your body is experiencing them. So tomorrow night, if you're interested, Rob and Sylvia are going to be hosting a special call. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. And you could ask them about different types of healings if you wish. The phone number that you call in on will be a conference line at 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800. Then they'll prompt you for a PIN number, and you enter 5303, then the pound sign. So 5303. Okay, next we're going to do a clearing, a sample clearing here for, we'll do a sensory clearing here. So, let's see. I'll just see what's a good time. Let's go back to the time of Jesus. Let's go back, we'll go back, let's just say to, let's go back to 10. Well, I guess 10 BC, okay? But this before Christ, this was hard. Because after, they don't consider his age there where it would fit. It's before and after. So let's go back to the time when Jesus was 10 years of age. There we go. Here we go. I'm going to do a clearing here for you if you lived in that time frame. Now remember, if you didn't live and you weren't in a body, more than likely one of your ancestors did. So you are carrying that same information with you of judgment at that time. So maybe one of your ancestors actually maybe shook Jesus' hand, talked with them, had some healings done. And also they also lived in a life that was very dense too. So we're going to take away some of these energies here of emotional traumas when Jesus walked the earth at 10 years of age. So here we go. This will be your ancestors and or yourself being cleared. So here we go. We'll clear it here. So we're going to go to the chakras. So sixth chakra, we're clearing. And one of one says something about here, feeling dizzy but good, really melting away, great relief. So that's probably from the last one, which was the, I'm guessing it was probably the either the planetary or it was the parallel light clearing. Okay, fifth chakra. Clear this out of you now. Fourth chakra. And third. That's very interesting. I was going to do that clearing here. I thought, well, after death, right? So zero to one, you know, to one would be 1 year after death. Well, then you got BC. And that's before Christ, you know. But they don't give his lifetime in there. Very interesting. Missing years. Okay, second chakra. Okay, and first chakra, and we have a request to do, as I mentioned this year, an entity that wants to keep you up late at night. Okay, there we go. That one's done. Let's do that now. So for those of you who have a hard time sleeping or who want to stay up late, maybe against your will, but you want to just keep reading books or watching TV or doing something. Maybe you have an entity that wants to scrub floors at 11 o'clock at night or something. And you go, why am I doing this now? So here we go. I'm going to take away this type of entity here that wants you to stay up late. I mean, there could be lots of these naturally. Could be, 10, could be hundreds, could be thousands of these. Remember, it all depends when they came into you and how many they managed to bring into you, by saying, hey, we've got this body that's open here. Their spirit's out meditating someplace or doing something here. And let's get all my buddies in here to help out so I can have friends. So all of a sudden they have a lot of spirit friends, these emotional bodies inside of you living with you, and they invite them in. It's only because you're not fully in your body all the time to protect your body. Remember, your body temple is sacred. It's up to you to keep it clean. But cleaning it out is one of these things that we do with the emotional entity clearing. Emotional clearing helps get rid of these things because you're no longer recycling emotions. So they live on emotions, and the other one is doing entities. And the entity is what we're doing next month for 3 Sundays. Okay, doing some more work here on this here. A lot of entities want to stay up late. Holy cow. Whatever that means. That's one of those programs, that mind loop, The other one is, oh God, the people say, Oh God, why are you aliens controlling me? Okay. See if anybody's heating up here. Anybody getting warm on the fast chat? see, everybody types in. Okay, this healing is about as far as we can go with it here. Now let's see what we got on the fast chat here. Let's see here. Yeah, people who are avid sports, the type of people, yeah, that could be one too, like a jogger who wants to jog all the time. People want to ride a bike all the time. Maybe it's raining out or snowing out. They still have to get out and do their exercises. So, yeah, you can be taken over by entities because they come in. They want to live their life through you. That happens all the time. It's whether you want to do it or not. So that's the whole thing. And then naturally, you know, who is you? How often does you come up? You know, some people, if they're only 20% of their body, they're only going to come up maybe, you know, if you're lucky, you know, 20% of the time. So that's not very good. So that means that you're probably home 5 days out of the month if you're 20% in your body. So who is living in your body for 3 weeks? It's kind of scary, doesn't it? So Chris said he's heating up, so is Kimberly. That's a wonderful healing. Just got through doing here. They're feeling a change inside of themselves. And I will say, if you don't feel anything, these healings are working anyway. So don't feel that you're too dense, maybe that you're stupid or something like that. What's wrong with you because you don't feel any energies moving? You're being cleared anyway. So having the ability to sense, feel is not a prerequisite for these creation light shift healings. Maybe the dark side numbed you out so that you wouldn't feel these things. Okay, there we go. So, hope everybody's feeling pretty well today. We did a lot of different sample healings, and if you're interested in having more entities taken out of you, then definitely come on the call next month, the three weekends, which are on Sunday, 8 hours apiece. The time starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, and back east would be 1 o'clock Eastern. I'll be saying blessings to all of you here, and hopefully that you're all doing very well. I'll energize the light beam right now with some peace energy, so you may want to bring her up on your monitor screen here. And here we go. Energy's coming up. If you're new to the program, just scroll down Creation Light Shift Healings, about maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar, and light beam will appear to you, and we're going to energize her right now, and we'll bring in peace energy of love to your heart center. Remember, the light only works in the now, doesn't work in mind. So anything that's collective consciousness, anything that's a universal mind, that's all dark energy. That's what you do not want to tap into. This is where we live anyway. Everybody on this planet is taught to live in darkness. It's up to you to shift into the light, to get into your heart. And that's the main difference. It's very unfortunate that the darkness is running this planet. And this is why the light shift comes every 2,000 years for the ascension process, to clean out the darkness. Here we go. Fully energized right now. So the light beam will be energized for till half past the hour. You can leave it up on your monitor screen if you wish. And here we go. I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show will be on Wednesday. And the time on that will be at 7 o'clock Wednesday Pacific time. So I'll say blessings again. Have a wonderful evening. And keep your spirit in your body. Do that countdown like we did from 10 to 1 to drop your mind down to your heart so that you can actually be more heart-centered. And by all means, keep calling back your spirit. And have your spirit release the entities out of you so there's room inside of you to have your spirit with you. Otherwise, it can't come in. So, see everybody later. Blessings and good night.